Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi ben Harav Yosef. Today's Dav was Sota Daf Gimel. And we left off at the word Tanya on the fourth line of Gimel Aleph, Agutavach to Gershon Eitan and to Reb Mordechai. Tanya HaRav Meir Omer. We learned in a Brice Rav Meir used to say, Adam over Avera b'seiser, a person violates an Avera privately. He thinks nobody knows about it. Like, let's say, Znus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu machriz alav b'goli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes him a good tevach David Yeshua. A person violates an Avera privately. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes him to publicize the Avera. Like by a Sota, he committed an Avera in private, but Hashem puts it in the husband's head that he should warn her not to hang out with this guy, and then the whole Sota story happens, ends up being publicized. Why is it that he makes it to go public? So based on Pasuk in Yecheskel, Rashi says that on the outside, the guy looks like a tzaddik. Nobody knows that he violated the Averas. And then he's going to get punished. He's going to be a chil Hashem. So Hashem makes the Avera public so that everybody will know why he got the punishment. Where do we learn this from? Shenemar, v'avar alav ruach kina. What's this v'avar alav ruach kina? That they're passed on him a spirit of jealousy? Ve'en avera el lashon achraza. Avera means to publicize it. Shenemar, v'aytzav Moshe, v'ayaviru kol b'machnas. So this v'avar alav, this spirit came on to him for the purpose of publicizing the woman's avera. Reish Lakish Amar. Now, this was Rab Meir speaking. Now we have Reish Lakish Amar. Now, from the words Reish Lakish Amar, it sounds like Reish Lakish is arguing on Rab Meir, which is a little bit strange. Reish Lakish is an Amora. Rab Meir is a Tana. So let's first see what he says, and then we'll talk about it. Reish Lakish Amar.
The Rebbeinu Shlomo's perspective, the Rebbeinu Shlomo machriz alav v'goloi as a person, as opposed to the person himself. The person should do, you know, at least a tzad to keep it quiet. Is if a person does avera, they should just do tshuva quietly without being machriz their avera, because it's not appropriate to do such a thing.
Yeah, agreed about that. Here, apparently, by Znus, it's a little bit different. That's a question about what you're right. The person should try to keep it quiet, but Akash Baruch is not going to let him. It's part of the punishment that he thinks he's going to get away with it. But let's just first read Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Amar Ein Adam Over Avera Elam Ke Nichnas Bo Ruach Shtus. Reish Lakish says a person does not violate Avera unless he gets taken over by the Yitzhara. A Jew in his essence is Tahar, is good. A Jew in his essence doesn't want to do Averas. The only reason a person does aver is because nichnas bo ruach shtus. It's because some other force, the Yitzhar, takes over. Shneimar, ish ish ki tista ishto. Tishtek, it says tista. Could have said it with a samach. Could have just said a tata. Why does it say with a sin? So we dash in a shin. Tista, we dash in a tishte. That from the language of shota. Now from the language of the Gemara, Reish Lakish Amar sounds like he's coming to disagree with it. So the Achronim explained Reish Lakish holds that since the sin comes through a Ruach Shtus, without knowledge, it's like he's an Anus. So like Reb Mordechai said, Hashem is not going to publicize the Avera. The Sfasemis explains that Reish Lakish holds that the same Ruach Shtus that comes to the woman then goes to the husband. And that's what causes him to publicize. Not that Hashem wants it that way. And that's the Machlok. Because Reb Meir says that it's a Ruach Tahara that causes this. Reish Lakish says, no, it's a Ruach Tumah that causes this. The Rishash writes that, similarly, that Reish Lakish is coming to explain Vavar Lov Ruach Kina L'Ruach Shtus. Reish Lakish holds it's usur to warn your wife. Even though Reish Lakish is an Amora, how could he argue on a Tana, since it's a Dvar Agada, which has no Nafkamina La'alacha, so an Amora is allowed to argue on a Tana by a Dvar Agada. However, some people have the Girsa Amar Reish Lakish, and the whole question falls away. That Reish Lakish is not coming to argue on Rav Meir. It's just a new thing that's got nothing to do with the previous statement. Let's continue. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. They learned in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Yishmael. Pnei Ma'amin Torah Eid Echad Besota. Why do we believe one aid by a sota that she actually committed the Avera, and we don't have her drink the water? Sharaglayim Ladavar. There was already Sharikina Lavanistra, the Eid Echad Me'ida Shi Temeya. Why is Eid Echad believed here? Because of there's Raglayim Ladavar. We already had two Eidim on Kinoi and two Eidim on Stira, so one Eid on Tumah works. Why is an Eid Echad believed? So the Tashbates writes, why is an Eid Echad normally not believed? He says, not because we're afraid he's lying, but because maybe somebody paid him off. Maybe somebody paid him off. So since this is such a far-off possible possibility, that's why an Eid Echad is believed for Shvua, and an Eid Echad is believed B'Yisurin. Eid Echad and B'Yisurin. It's not that we don't believe in Eid Echad, but we're afraid somebody paid him off. So where paying him off is not an issue, like Yisurin. So then it's not an issue. And therefore, also by Sotah, the Raglayim L'davar, if it would be Chashash Meshaker, we wouldn't believe him, even if there is Raglayim L'davar. And there's a Machlokas Rashi in the Rambam, is Raglayim L'davar only if you're made on the Tumah that happened during this Stira? In other words, you have two witnesses on the Yichud, and you have one witness that this Yichud was Tumah. Or no, even a different Tumah, that would be after the Stira. Not that with this Yichud she committed Aver, but she did it later. But both of them agree that he's only believed if they testify that it was with the same guy. A lot more to speak about here. Let's continue. Amar le Rav Papa Labai. So the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel just said, we believe one aid because it was Kinyu Stira. Amar le Rav Papa Labai. V'akiksiva Kinyu Basar Stira V'tumo U'dichsiva. Wait a minute. But when the Torah writes, V'avar lav ruach kina, that's after the stira and the edus. It says, V'nistra v'idin ma v'eid eid ba, that's Pasuk Yud Gimel, and Pasuk Yud Dal, it says, V'avar lav ruach kina. Sounds like that the tumah, the testimony of the eid tumah, is before the husband warned him. It says, Gemara, that can't be what it means. Amar le, V'avar u'kvar avar. When it says, V'avar lav ruach kina, means that this testimony of the Tumah, and then the Torah after that says Va'avra, meaning prior to the testimony of the Tumah, the husband had already previously warned her. It's a little bit out of order. I mean, I was thinking the Gemara would answer Ein Mukta Mucha Batorah, but basically it means Va'avra means past. Ask the Gemara, really every time the Torah says Va'avra Allah, it means in the past? El Me'ata Va'avra Lechem Kol Chalutz. When Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Reuven God Chatzishev and Menashe that you should violate and that you should go over to Eretz Yisrael in the future, it means that you already went over to Eretz Yisrael in the past. Hachanami means that you already went. Doesn't make any sense. That's Gemara. Yeah, there it's clear. Hasam midichsev nichpesha haaretz lefnei Hashem va'achar tashuvu, that the land should be conquered and afterwards you're going to come back. Mashma de lahaba. So that's clear that it's talking about the future. Elahacha, but over here, isak dadach kedechasive. If you would actually take the order of the Pesukim literally, Va'avar Basa Tumastira Kinu Lamali, if you already have two witnesses that said she had Yichud and already you had a witness that said she already committed the actual Isser, why in the world does the husband now have to warn her? It's too late. It's too late already. She already had the Yichud. So Kinu Lamali. The Gemara continues. Tan Devar Rabbi Shmuel. Remember, this is Rabbi Shmuel talking. A person does not warn his wife unless, like Hashem, sent him a reason to do this. Like we said before. My ruach. What's this ruach that came over him that causes him to Avram David and to Tzvika and to David Yoshua? My ruach, what's the ruach that caused the husband to warn his wife not to get together with this guy? Rabbanan Amri Ruach Tuma. Remember, this is Rabbi Shmuel who said this. Remember the name Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbanan say it's a ruach tuma. It's a bad thing to warn your wife about this. They hold that it's usur for a person to be mekanet to his wife, like we learned yesterday. Rav Ashi Omar Ruach Tahara. No. It's a good thing. You want your wife to get away from pritzas. It's a good thing to warn. So it's a ruach tahara that caused you to warn her. Now we're going to bring a proof to Rav Ashi. Mistavik mandam ruach tahara. Rav Ashi's shot makes more sense. Because after all, who are we talking about? Rabbi Shmuel. Dasanya, v'kineis ishto rishos. It's optional. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. It's a rishos. Rabbi Kiva omer chova. You're obligated. Yamis b'shlama ruach tahara shapir. I understand it's ruach tahara, so you could say it's rishos or chova. El yamis ruach tuma. Rishos v'chova. The other one is ruach tuma b'nafshe. It's a rishos. If it's a ruach tuma, that would be a rishos. Doesn't make any sense. So it's the same Rabbi Shmuel. He's the one who says it's Rishus. So it must be a Ruach Tahara. And the Gemara just included Rabbi Kiva L'Ravcha de Milsa Hills that it's a Chova to do it. So certainly, Kal V'Chomer, it's a Ruach Tahara, according to Rabbi Akiva. Gufa, we learned previously, the Kineis Yishto Rishus, the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chova. Now, the Gemara now is going to quote two other places in Shas where Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel argue whether something is permitted or obligatory. So Rabbi Shmuel says it's optional to warn your wife not to hang out with this guy. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's mandatory. La itama, a kohen is not allowed to be mitame to anybody, but a kohen is allowed to be mitame to his seven relatives. So is he allowed to be mitame to his seven relatives, or does he have to be mitame to his seven relatives? La yitami rishus to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer Chayva. He has an obligation to go attend the levaya of his wife or his daughter and son. Rabbi Shmuel says optional. Rabbi Kiva says mandatory. Now, what's the difference if it's a mitzvah or rishus? Take a look at the bottom Tosfos. La yitami mitzvah. V'nafkamina la osik b'mitzvah. Are you called osik mitzvah? If it's a rishus, it's not a mitzvah. So if you go, you're not an osik mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Ulatumasa bal karcho, can you force him to go? Can he be mitami against his will if he doesn't want to? And there's a discussion about whether or not the mitzvah to be mitami to krovim, is that only for kohanim or even for yisraelim? And what about if there's other people who could do it? Do you still have a mitzvah to be mitami to a mace if there's others who could do it? And, okay, let's continue. Third mitzvah. La'olam b'em ta'avodu. You're not allowed to free an Eved Kanani. Rishus, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. He says you are allowed to. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chayva is an Isser Asay to free your Eved Kanani. Hamashachar Avda over Basay Gemara in Gittin Lamed Ches. So Rabbi Akiva holds Hamashachar Avda over Basay. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Papa Labai, V'Amri La Ramashah Shalarava. Lema Rabbi Shmuel V'Rabbi Akiva B'chol HaTorah Kula Hachi Plige. Demar Ma Rishus Amar Ma Chayva. Like, would we say this by every other mitzvah in the Torah? Yeah, so the Meiri writes, so Rashi sounds like, how could you say such a thing that all, it sounds, if you read the Gemara quickly, it sounds like Rabbi Shmuel says that the entire Torah, all the mitzvahs that say is Rishus, and Rabbi Kiva would say the entire Torah is an obligation. So the Meiri writes, no, it doesn't mean all the mitzvahs say it. It means any psukim that it's possible to explain them as Rishus. Amalei, Hacha B'Kroi Pligi. Gemara says, no, it's dafka by these three cases because there's a specific reason why they dashen the psukim, Rabbi Yishmael, to dashen that it means optional by these three cases. Now the Gemara is going to go through them. V'kineis ishto rishus. You should warn your wife, rishus, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kibbo Mechova. My time is the Rabbi Yishmael, Sabalaki Hai time. Decide, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, klape shomer Torah lo sista sachil bo vavecha. Don't make fights. Don't hate people. Don't do things that are going to cause hatred. Yachol could go in zoo. So you might think a woman who cheats on her husband, we shouldn't fight with her. Shouldn't don't tell her not to get together with that guy. Don't we know we have a pasuk hochech tochech asam misecha? The Achron Amasa, Rav Yerucham Perlow, in his commentary on Rav Sajigon, writes, no, but the pasuk there, but hochech tochech says that v'lo tisa alav chet, that you're not allowed to rebuke a person in a way that's going to embarrass them. And over here, if you're mekana to your wife, she's going to end up having to go through the whole sota process. So maybe that's the pshat. Klavish amatar lo sizachim alvecha, yachal gonzu, talmud lomar, v'avar alav rochen av kini es ishto. So you see that you need the pasuk to teach me that you're allowed to do it and it's not a violation of lo sisna. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Kinoi achrinixiv. Rabbi Akiva says, you have two psukim of kinei es ishto, one's for rishus and one's for chova. And the Be'er Gola writes, an original explanation comes to Rabbi Akiva, the Torah learns two kinuyim. The first time, it's not a mitzvah, it's just rishus. But after you did it one time and she's still doing this, then the second time is a chova. Wow. So says the Be'er Gola from the two psukim. Rabbi Shmuel, what is he going to do with the two times? Since the Torah needed to tell me that even though it's a suffek, she's asur mi suffek. Ksivnami v'kines ishto twice. Anytime you have a pasuk that's repeated twice, even though it's going to repeat the same thing twice, as long as there's a chiddush in the second one, it's okay. So here, you have another thing learned out from the kine the second time. One of them said v'hi nitma, one of them said v'hi lo nitma. So even if it's a suffek, so she's usher on you. So therefore, that's why it says v'kine twice. As long as it's teaching you a chiddush, that's okay. Now, what was the second one? La yitama rishus Rabbi Shmuel. A kohen is allowed to be matami to one of his relatives. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chova. My time to Rabbi Shmuel. I diksev emor la kohen ben Aaron v'amar ta'alem. L'nefesh la yitama ba'amov. Ischach l'michtav la yitama. It says a kohen's not allowed to be matami. So you need the pasuk to teach me that to the krovim it's permissible. Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean? It already said that. Mikiyim l'she'ero nafka. No, it already said kiyim l'she'ero. So why do you have to? So la yitama lamali l'chova. Rabbi Shmuel, la mitama. No, he learns that something else from the extra pasuk. Yeah, kiyim l'she'ero, he already knows rishus. But la yitama, he learns la mitama v'ena mitama la'iv orel. If she was a mukas shchin and her, and one of her limbs fell off, it's usher for him to be metame to that. Avram and Achai is metame, Avram and Ames. Gemar and Chulin, Kuf Chav Chesam Mebeis. However, that's what the way Rashi understands. Tosa Rush says, we learned in Nazir Mem Gimel Mebeis, even if she dies, if there's only Avarim, it's usher to the Kohen to be metame to them. Unless it's a skull or a Shedra or Rov Avarim. Right, not only Avram and Achai, even B'Mesa, even it's got to be a certain amount of bones in order to have the Yisra of Tumah. So, Rabbi Shmuel, lo mitam ve mitam leiva reha. Yeah, you're not allowed to be mitami to Evarim. Ask the Gemara for Rabbi Akiva. So, doesn't he need the pasuk to tell me that if it's just Tumah to Evarim, the Kohen's not allowed to do it? Says the Gemara, "Im kain lichter rachmana la velishto yitama lamali shmamina both." So, how come Rabbi Shmuel can't use that? Rabbi Shmuel, I did the kasef la kasef nami yitama. There's nothing extra to learn out of that. Lich the tana Rabbi Shmuel, tana Rabbi Shmuel, kol pashne Rabbi Nishne is the lenish ela b'shvil davar shenischadesh ba. So, since once you have something learned out from it extra, so then even though the Torah repeats it twice, it's not a big deal. Even though you don't need the whole pasuk. It's coming to teach me that a Kohen is only metame to his relative, but not to a limb of the relative, so it could repeat it twice. One place it says kiyim l'she'ero, and one place it says la yitama, so it's okay. The Torah can repeat it according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's got to be coming to teach me two different things. The third machlokas, lo olam b'am tavod rishus. The Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva Omer Chovor, you're not allowed to free your Eved Kanani. My time with the Rabbi Shmuel, I did dichsev lo sechaya kol neshama. The Torah says that you're not allowed to, from the Shiva Umos, right? Who is Shiva Umos? Hachiti, Gagoshi, Amori, Knani, Prizi, Chivi, Yavusi. Those seven. So you have to kill them. Forget about marrying them. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to have them as slaves. You got to kill them. So the Torah says, "Lo sechaya kol neshama." You're not allowed to have them, so you got to kill them. Itzrich nami the michtav lolo mem tavodu. So you have to say the Torah has to write lamam do lemishrei echad mikolo umos shabal aknanis. Wow. Oh man, a bein sh'atarashai liknoso. You hear this? Let's say you have a father. The father comes from one of the other nations, not the seven, and the mom comes from the seven nations. You're allowed to keep that slave, the child of this union, because by the goyim, the kids follow the daddy and not the mommy, and that's exactly the chiddush of this pasuk. That by the Goyim, the kid follows the daddy and not the mommy. From here, we learn from everywhere. So take a look at Tosus, second Tosus on the page. From here, we hold that when it comes to Goyim, we follow the daddy. Says the Gemara. The holy man of bench atarashai leknoso. The sanya. How do we know this is true? Minayin lechem na umul shabal aknanis holy man of bench atarashai leknoso. How do you know that a man from the other nations has relations with a woman who's a Kanani? Kananis means one of the seven nations. The holy man of bench atarashai leknoso keeved tamud lomar vegam mibnei atoshavim hagarim imachem mehem tiknu. So if the daddy came, because the mommy always stays in her place, like by the Kamenetsky daughter-in-laws, right? So one son married a girl from Passaic, they live in Passaic. One son married a girl from Teaneck, they live in Teaneck. One son married a girl in Woodmere, so you would think they live in Woodmere. No, they lived in the Heights, now they live in Los Angeles. Anyway, nobody wants to live with the daddy. Okay, nobody wants to live where the daddy lives. That's exactly from this pasuk, that they're just being mekayim the gemara over here. That's exactly what it says in the pasuk over here. Because what does the pasuk say? Va'avdecha v'amalsa sheyulcha me'is ha'goyim asher sviyo seichem mehem teknu v'gam b'nei ha'toshav ma'gorim imachem. They're gorim imachem. They're going to live with your daughters, the daughters from the Shiva Umos. Mehem teknu. If the mommy is from the Shiva Umos, the mommy is a hometown from the Eretz Yisrael, from the Kananim, and the daddy came from a different nation, so then you are allowed to purchase them. Ask the Gemara, Yochel Afaknani Shabal Achas Mina Umos, Holy Menaben. What about if the daddy was from the Shiva Umos and the mommy was from one of the other nations? Shata Rashe Luknosa Bevin. You might think you're allowed to buy him as a slave. If the mommy is in your Eretz, then you could buy. Not the ones that are just living by you. Meaning they were born in Chutz La'aretz because the mommy was from the Shar Umos and then they came to live. No, if the daddy is from your place, so they just garim, they just live there, because they don't usually live where the daddy is. They moved from where they live to the outside, so then you're not allowed to purchase them. Derech Isha, the Mepharshim here say, Derech Isha Lios B'Makoma, V'Derech Isha Legalos V'Lotzeis Me'artzu. The Rabbi Akiva. So, how does Rabbi Akiva learn this din? How could he learn from the words? Right, we said Rabbi Shmuel learned this whole thing from the words La'olam b'em tavodu. The Achronim point out What do you mean? So Rabbi Shmuel learned from Lolem Bem Tavodu, but the Brisa says you'll learn from the other Pasuk. V'gam Bnei HaToshavim. So Rabbi Kiva, how could he say Lolem Bem Tavodu tells me you're not allowed to fear ever? Doesn't he need it to teach me that by the Goyim we follow the Daddy? Says the Gemara, no, Mimehem Tiknu Nafka. Lolem Bem Tavodu Lamali L'chova. Rabbi Shmuel, Bahem V'lo Ba'acheichem. You're allowed to buy a guy as an Eved, but you're not allowed to buy a Jew as an Eved Ivri, meaning you're not allowed to work the Jew as hard as you could work the non-Jew. Because by a non-Jew, you could give him whatever you want to do, but by a Jew, you have to only win. There's different amounts of work that you can give them. V'lo ba'acheichem. Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean? It says ba'acheichem in the Pasuk. Ba'acheichem is saved to Kranafka. U'va'acheichem in the Yisrael Shekhev, lo sedo b'farach. By your brother, you're not allowed to work in Avodas Perech. Only by a guy, you're allowed to work in Avodas Perech. So it's in the Pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel, Aydi dechsiv uva'acheichem, ksiv nami bahem. The fact that it repeats it, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, kapash nami v'nishnis, l'nishnis elat b'shvil davish n'schadish ba. Yeah, but the Achronim point out, the Mepharshim explain, what do you mean? Over here, it's not, the Pasuk l'olamem tavodu, is not, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not adding anything. The din that you follow, Father, you learn from Mayhem Tiknu. And the din that only by a guy you're allowed to work from Avodas Perech, but by a Jew not, you learn from Uva Achechem. So what? So even for Tandri Rishmal, the words L'Olam Mem Tavodu is not adding anything. So there's a lot of discussion about this. Some people have a different girsa because of this as well. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chista, Znusa Bebesa Karya L'Sumsma. If there's Znus in a house, it's like a worm to sesame. Just like a worm destroys the sesame plant, so to Znus destroys the house. Amar Rav Chista, Tukfa Bebesa, if there's anger in the house, Ki Karya L'Sumsma. If there's anger in the house, it's like a worm destroying sesame. Because a person who gets angry, the Shekhinah, he doesn't care about the Shekhinah. And when the Shekhinah leaves your house, so Bracha leaves your house. Edi v'edi b'issa. The Gemara says, and it's especially bad if it's the woman who's involved in the Znus and the woman who's involved in the anger. Avol begavra les lan ba. If the man is involved in Znus and the man is involved in anger, it's not going to be as bad. Why not? Certainly the Mepharshim say Ben Yoel, he's going to get punished also. But apparently, for some reason, the woman, she's not Karis Habayis, she keeps the house together. So if she's going to be doing these things, it's going to be even worse than if the man does them. V'amrav Chista, B'tchila called him Shechatu Yisrael. Before Klai Yisrael sinned with Arayas, Ha'isa Shechina Shorim Kolach Avecha, the Shechina was in every person's house. Once Klai Yisrael sinned with Arayas, the Shekhinah left the houses. Because the Shekhinah cannot tolerate these things. And the Shekhinah would still exist but Sibur, but not in each individual house. And Yaakov explains, Gemara says in Shabbos Sadi Beis, the Shekhinah is only Shor al Chacham Gibor Ashir Bal Koma. Once the guy sinned because he has a Ruach Shtus, he's not a Chacham. He's not a Gibor that's Kovish Yitzro. And he won't even benefit from wealth. Like we said before, that Znus is Mecharevis Beso and makes him lose his money. Therefore, the Shekhinah won't be there. Shneemar V'lo Yireh Becha Ervas Davar V'shav Me'acharecha. So the sin of Arayas causes the Shekhinah to be shav me'acharech, to leave. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Rabbi Yonasan, kol ha'osa mitzvah achas ba'olam hazeh, anyone who does one mitzvah in this world, mikadmaso v'lachzalan v'olam haba. The mitzvahs that you do in this world, the Mepharshim explained here, that it creates malachim, and those malachim escort you in front of you to the olam haba. Shneimar v'halach lefanav tzidkecha. The Maharsha explains that we know every maisa that a person does, a malach will be created. If it's a mitzvah, a good malach, and if it's a aveira, then a bad malach, a kategor. The malach that's created for the mitzvah comes in front of him to Gan Eden. He shows you your place. And some say this refers specifically to the mitzvah tzedakah, because stam mitzvah and shas refers to tzedakah. The Netziv also explains that stam mitzvah is tzedakah, but others say no, it means anything. V'kala over avera achas b'olam hazeh, and if you violate one avera, which the Acharonim, the Marashah, the Maratzchai say means arayos, stam avera and shas is arayos. Stam mitzvah and shas is tzedakah, stam avera and shas is arayos. Others say it means any sin. Melafafaso. So by a mitzvah, it says it goes in front of him. By the avera, it grabs onto him. It wraps itself around him. Volech lefan of liyom adin. And he's going to drag you to get punished. Shenemar, yilav se'orchaz dakam yalu betov yovedu. By the mitzvah, it says it goes in front of you because it's going to be easy to get you to follow the malach of the mitzvah. But by the avera, you're not going to want to go, so it's going to have to mamish drag you.
Is arayas, because otherwise Yom Kippur is mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper. If it's any avera, Yom Kippur is mechaper. Any avera that you do, other than like the heavier averas.
Okay, could be. Now, by the mitzvah, it says goes in front of you. By Aveira wraps around you, because the mitzvah, it goes besimcha, and the malach you're going to go besimcha, and the malach who's created only has to show your place in Gan Eden. So he walks in front of you. By Aveira, he's going to have to grab onto you. So says the Marsha. The Minchasota says, Mida Tova Meruba. We know Mida Tova Meruba. So the defense, the Sanegar, is going to go in front of you, but the Kategar is just going to drag along with you. How do we know this? Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kshurabo, Kikelev. Person does an Avera, the Avera sticks with you like a dog, Shneamar, by Yosef, when he refused to sin with Ashes Potifa, Veloshama Ela, Lishkavetsa Velios Ima. Lishkavetsa Bolomazev, Velios Ima Lolom Abba. Had he listened to her, this Avera would have stuck with him even into Olam Haba. Now, earlier we said an Eid Echad is believed for Tumah, says the Gemara. Tanan Hasam, later on, Laman Alf, Oman Alf, we said. The Mishnah says, Eid Echad is believed for Tumah. Shahaya Bedin, you might have thought not to believe in Eid Echad. Why? Uma Eidus Harishona. The Eidus on the Yichud. She'eno Sata Isser Olam. That the Isser Yichud is not going to answer her forever. Maybe the water, maybe she'll be innocent. Yet you need two, not one, Eidus Achrona. So the Eidus on Tumma, which is more severe, She'osarta Isser Olam. She's usher to eat Shuma forever. She's usher on her husband forever. If she mamish committed the Znus. Eidus didn't she listen to Mishnaim? So Kavachomer, it should be two people. L'chor, it's even more severe. L'chor, you should need two. Tamud Lomar ve'ed ein ba, kol sheyesh ba. Ask the Gemara, the Kal v'chomer, le'idus harishona me'ata. So we should really make a Kal v'chomer in the other direction. Ma eidus achrona. Shosatis ol miskemes be'ed echad. Eidus harishona shenosatis ol men adin shkai be'ed echad. So shouldn't the eida on the stira be only one eid? Tamud Lomar, ki matza ba, ervas davar. Ulahalanu Omer, Alpishne Edom, Alpish Shlosh Edom Yokum Davar. Ma Davar Malahalan, by divorce, which is Davar Sheba Erva, it says two. Just like by regular, it says two people, Alpishnaim Edom Afkan, so to by Arayos, Alpishnaim. Ask the Gemara, Hai Miki Matza by Ervas Davar, Nafka, Mi Ba Nafka, why don't you Davar Davar to teach him by Arayos? We learned it in yesterday's daf. Ba velo bistira. Ba velo bikina velo below bistira. Mi baile. That's what it should have said. Ask the Gemara. Hachinami ka'ama. You're right. There are words missing. Tamalomar. Right. Instead, the answer is not really from kimatza ba erbas davar. Tamlomar ba velo bekinoi, ba velo bestira. Says the Gemara. One more line. So if it's really from ba, so then what do we use davar davar for? So v'tuma ba'alma below kinyan v'listed delo mehemin eidach and minalan. A regular case of arayas that we convict, you need two eidim to convict. By a sota who already was fouled with kinyan v'stira, we have ba, you need two witnesses v'lo. Ba, tuma is one witness that follows kinyan v'stira. So there, one witness is enough. But how do you know by regular case of arayas, you need two witnesses? Delo mehemin, tuma ba'alma below kinyan below v'stira, delo mehemin eidach and minalan. I just have one other thing that I wanted to say before you run away from me. One other thing that I wanted to add here. Give me one second. What do we just do? Gimel Amud Beis. One second. One thing that I wanted to add over here. Hopefully I will find it. What I wanted to add Okay. Bosai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a great night. Wait a minute, before you run away from me. Is tomorrow morning, is there a better time than 7 o'clock to give tomorrow morning's daf? Because last Sunday morning people ended up showing up. Does 7 o'clock work for everybody tomorrow, or would people rather a different time? Yeah, Dovzy, you'll be there, 7 o'clock. Yeah, Tzvika, you're going to try to get up? You'll do your best. Okay. Well, hopefully, 7 o'clock. Okay. Mordechai? Okay, great. Okay. All right. Everyone should have a great night. Shavuot Tov.